I ran into KZYX's classical music program host, Gordon Black, a few weeks ago at the Albion Grocery Store. We met at the deli counter while I was deciding on which local delight we might enjoy for supper. He was very appreciative of my weekly commentary, but had a question. On July 20th, in my editorial, I had referred to the popular book Catastrophe by Dick Morris and Eileen McGann on the New York Times bestseller list that characterizes Obama's recovery plan as a socialist one, one to destroy the fabric of the nation. Gordon was concerned that I presented socialism in a negative light, and while yes, it is true that according to this author, the idea of a socialist nation is a blasphemy, it's a blight on the political spectrum, I and Gordon agreed that to us, the idea of a socialistic country that provides humanitarian services like health care, education, and housing for the people is a good thing. It speaks to us of the idea that we are a more compassionate nation. But in the mouth of a right-wing pundit or author, socialism and compassion is an obscenity. By frightening people into the idea that social welfare is bad, we become more susceptible to fascism, which according to one dictionary means doctrine of dictatorship, usually militarily belligerent, often involving hostile nationalistic attitudes, racism, and private economic ownership, including the media, under rigid government control. Yes, that sounds more like the America we've come to know and fear. That is a description that seems most applicable to what we live through since George W. Bush took office. Words with flimsy definitions. We know the pen is more powerful than the sword. We have seen that quote become a monster, or at least the feed for the monsters of profit and war, as we've witnessed the mainstream media kidnapping language and holding it hostage. Where is the Definition Protection League when you need them? I was completely stunned by the old white men on the Senate Judicial Committee using the word racism against the nominee, Sonia Sotomayor, or the pundits calling Obama a racist because he said the cop had acted stupidly when he arrested the African-American homeowner slash professor in Cambridge. The right wing will adapt and adjust the language to suit their agenda, and that is crazy-making. Like when we hear that we brought freedom and democracy and liberation to Iraq, or how torture becomes enhanced interrogation, or how spying on your neighbors becomes homeland security, how community organizer becomes a threat to society, or how yelling and screaming and drowning out civil discourse is freedom of speech. Language is key to our evolution. How we address each other, what we mean, what are clear definitions of words, like peace, love, free trade, security, all these must be considered and translated properly from the root, from the source. For these are the times we are in need of a healthy dialogue, more than even health care. We need to be able to discuss things clearly, entertain new ideas and concepts. When someone uses language like a weapon, ask them, "What do you mean?" Stay with that line of investigation until you find a common definition or discover that they don't even know what they mean. In order to progress, we need to communicate clearly, consciously. I think of Glenn Beck and his heinous rants and even acting out an outlandish plot to poison Nancy Pelosi on the air. His call for assassination, as cute as he tried to make it seem, are a real threat to national security and should be considered so. Yet, he remains a hallmark of Fox TV. He is a celebrated celebrity. His twisted rhetoric has also earned him a place on the New York Times bestseller list. His words have run amok. What if all the educated, smart, and positive people in the world took the time and opportunity to become orators, writers, sign makers, bloggers, to restore some sense of reality? We've all heard the term, waiting for a sign. It's true. If you make a sign, people will read it. It's an involuntary reflex. I know this by experience for the many times I've stood on the corner or hung a banner from my Mercedes. People will read the sign. They may not agree with it, but they say it in their heads or even out loud, and that means the brain must process its meaning. To give words meaning is an act of preservation. We preserve language when we give it meaning. It's like life. I mean it. This is Sherry Glazer Love.
In the temple-seeking game, all your senators and lawyers with your motives to explain, all you victims and you heroes, your petitions to complain, all your murderers and martyrs, Okie doke.